My name is Judd Matheny, and I'm the Tennessee State Representative for the 47th District, which is Coffee and Warren Counties.
Yeah, here at the beginning, maybe just any general reactions that you might have to the CARE report. I'm assuming you've had a chance to at least look through some of that.
Yeah, I once I found out I was mentioned in it, I went straight to my name and looked at the context of it. And I'll just say very briefly that any time a criminal organization is critical of my actions, I'm proud. So I'm proud that I'm listed in there as one of their nemesis.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you're talking about the Hamas co-conspirator thing from something like 2009?
Well, in 2007, they were named as an unindicted co-conspirator, which basically means that had they been indicted there, they would be criminally liable for what had happened, which is basically a money laundering operation to support Hamas. Many people did go to jail over that. And then in 2008, the FBI specifically forbade negotiations with any CARE entity due to their ties with Hamas. And then in 2009, Hamas went back before the federal courts in an attempt to have their unindicted co-conspirator classification removed, and the federal judge at that time denied that and said there's ample evidence that's been provided by the federal government to prove that they have strong ties to Hamas. And Hamas, folks need to know, is a designated terrorist entity by the United States government. They're responsible for many, many suicide bombings and assassinations around the world, and I would be highly, highly suspicious of anybody that they had praise for.
Yeah, so CARE has provided documents to WMOT, which suggests that Eric Holder and even officials in the Bush administration exonerated the organization of those charges. So are we talking about something that's history and no longer relevant?
No, sir. They are still named as an unindicted co-conspirator, and I stick to my position, and also many of the individuals that were involved in the Holy Land Foundation trial are now involved in CARE. And so you have the same players, just a different banner they're operating under. And they are a nemesis to this country.
Yeah, all right. So as to the specific charges that they make in the report, that the legislation that you and Senator Ketron sponsored in 2011 was essentially an attack on the Islamic faith and meant for nothing beyond vilifying that faith, any reaction?
Sure. You know, any time that there's a model piece of legislation was going around the country to ban Sharia law, and of course we, knowing what we know about Sharia law, that how it impugns women and how it impugns our federal system and how its objective is to supplant our Constitution with Sharia law. Of course, Senator Ketron and I were very much opposed to that. When we initially filed the bill, just like any other bill, or 97% of the bills that the General Assembly faces, we did amend it, and we took out the references to Sharia law. And that was really, it's not that I agreed with that, but the political blowback was such that that was the only way we could truly get a material support for terrorism penalty in place in Tennessee, was to continue with that bill. So what we basically did is that we can now charge anyone with a Class A felony that provides any material support to any designated terrorist entity. So if it's uncovered with probable cause that any organization that operates within Tennessee is providing support to Hamas directly or indirectly, they are culpable for a Class A felony. And we are, of course, sweeping our radar broadly to look for violations.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're a couple of years into that. Has there been any indication that any organization or individual has, in fact, done so?
I have not. There are some being looked at, and I cannot talk about them on the air. It is a ongoing investigation. None have been convicted yet of it. Of course, no formal charges have been brought, but there are some folks being looked at for it.
State Senator Bill Ketron.
Okay, I'm hoping that you've had a time to look at the CARE report, and just was curious if you had any reactions to your being named in that report.
Sure. I first response is that CARE is not a mainstream Muslim group. They were named as an unindicted co-conspirator in the terrorist financing case involving the Holy Land Foundation. The organization was convicted of funneling millions of dollars to the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. So my legislation updated post 9/11, Tennessee Terrorism Prevention Act, which is made reference to in their report, and it makes the provision of material support for terrorism a class felony to guard against any on-ground terrorism close to the prevention gap left by the 2002 statute. And due to their association with the Holy Land Foundation, I just find it that CARE has stated opposition to my law troubling. Well, the most recent marathon bombers, the Fort Hood bombing and the Little Rock shooting at the hands of terrorists are only three of many reasons why homegrown terrorism must be addressed. Terrorism continues to show its ugly face, both in the U.S. and abroad, and over the weekend, I think everybody saw what was going on in Kenya, and we have to be diligent in this effort. So I disagree with what they're saying and trying to portray me as a bigot.
Yeah, the report says that the legislation, at least initially as written, would have essentially outlawed the practice of the faith of Islam. Is that how you would characterize the bill that you sponsored?
My bill dealt with material support. They characterized it as anti-Sharia. But the year after, I brought a bill and passed it and made it law that says Tennessee laws for Tennessee courts, meaning that any other laws will not be recognized by our court systems in Tennessee, whether it be a Sharia or you know, any other faith. But, you know, there's no way to separate the laws of Sharia from the Book of Islam or the Hadith. It's all connected.